This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green. See them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Well, we're getting closer to spring. Much closer. Within a month and a half, we'll be thinking about spring. I know that Groundhog says it's going to be a longer winter than we expect, but we're going to keep our fingers crossed that he was wrong. And the way this winter's been going, it would be nice to have a nice early spring. So we'll see. We'll take it day by day and use the winter to prepare for the spring garden. This morning what I want to do is take your calls if you have questions. But I'm going to talk about the different vegetables that you can plant in your garden. And how much room they're going to take, how long they're going to take to grow, how far apart to space them, and, of course, conditioning the soil. That's the main thing. And then sunlight. If you want a good vegetable garden, you need to have about 10 hours of direct sunlight. It doesn't have to be all at once, but it's got to be 10 hours of bright light, and the majority of that time should be the sun just hitting the garden itself, not with the shade of trees over the garden. So number one, sunlight. 10 hours of direct sun to make everything grow to their potential, to give you a nice, heavy crop, heavy producing crop. And on the average, you're going to need 1 inch of water per week. And that's on most of your vegetables. Now, that inch of water will depend on the type of soil that you have. If your soil is sandy with just a good soaking rain, everything flushes right through the ground, you're going to need more water. If you have some clay in your soil, you're going to need a little bit less water because the clay can retain the moisture that much longer. And hopefully, it's not a lot of clay. You don't want a soil that's very, very heavy. And when you get a good soaking rain, the water kind of sits in that garden for a longer period than normal. And that can almost stunt the plants and prevent them from growing to their potential. So, we'll start with the soil. The soil should be free of weeds, at least to start off the year. And you want to have some good organic matter. And the one thing that I do every couple of years, I will try and get a good load of cow manure. And if you have a good sized garden, then a good load of manure will really help to retain the moisture. It will help to provide an environment for the beneficial microbes to really thrive in your garden. It will give them a lot of nutrients from the animal manure. And it doesn't matter if it's cow manure, if it's horse manure, or if it's chicken manure. Chicken manure is a lot stronger, so you wouldn't need as much of the chicken manure. Cow manure is usually readily available if you live out of the city, more in the suburbs. And horse manure, the same way. You're not going to see too many horses in the middle of the city. And then if you're getting fresh manure, it can't be right out of the horse. It's got to be seasoned. It has to sit there for at least 6 months into a big pile, so that as the manure has a chance to compost, it's going to create heat. And that's the secret. If you want to have your own compost pile, you need to have heat. The heat will kill all of the seed that you don't want to have in your garden. A horse doesn't eat just grains, a bag of grain. They'll graze on your property. They'll eat the weeds as well as the grasses. And if those weeds have made seed pods, they're going to eat the seed pods at the same time. And usually the seeds are protected with an outer coating that will allow it to go through the animal in one end, out the other. And that will, if it's not composted and really gets hot, those seeds spread on your garden will be like putting down weed seeds in your soil. So make sure that animal manure is at least 6 months old. The older, the better. And I'll tell you, if you put fresh manure in your garden and your plants are there, you could also burn the delicate seedlings that are there. It will definitely kill any seeds that are in the ground that you've planted. So make sure that if you are ordering a truckload or half a truckload of animal manure, that you know the source, you know how they compost it, and that it is well rotted. Just to get rid of the seeds. If they're eating bales of hay, for example, and this time of the year, this is what they're doing. There's no natural food for them, especially if you live in a northern climate. Most of your animals are indoors right now because of the snow and the cold weather. So they're being fed bales of hay that the farmer either raise or purchase to feed them during the cold period in the winter. And that manure is cleaned daily out of the barn, put into a big pile, and that's where it creates the heat. And if you've ever driven by a dairy farm, you will see, a big pile of manure on one end of the barn, and get a good snow, you will see steam coming out of the top. And that's a good indicator that manure is composting, it's rotting, it's creating that heat to break it down and also cook the seeds that the animals have been eating that they didn't chew and break down. So, well-seasoned manure, that's the thing you've got to look at. And if you're able to go and look at it, or you have recommendations from friends or neighbors that purchase that manure in bulk, that's things that you have to consider. Don't pick out a number out of a newspaper and just say, bring me a truckload of manure. Go see it if you can, or find out who bought it so that you can talk to them to make sure that it is well rotted and seasoned so that you don't create a problem for you. And it's happened to a lot of you. It's happened to me once, and I learned my lesson really well. Brought in 10 yards of cow manure, spread it all over the garden, and I'll tell you, what a smell. For about a week, every time you walked or drove by the garden, you knew there was manure on top of that soil. And once we tilled it in, we had more weeds that year than we ever had. So I let the person know I was not happy, never bought from him again, and found somebody that was a little bit more honest. Now, if you have a question, call us. It's toll-free. The number is 855-660-4261. We're here to help you this morning. And coming up later in the day, I have contacted a friend of mine in Maine because we had a caller that wanted information about seaweed. Folks, if you have a family pet, be mindful of your snow and ice melt. Natural Alternatives Ice Melt is pet-friendly and gentle to their paws. Rock salt can lodge in between the pads and heat up to 180 degrees, causing irritation and burns. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is gentle on your property, too. Use it on cured concrete, asphalt, pressure-treated, and decking. Natural Alternative, 888-546-5941, and tell them Paul sent you for a free shipping. If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com. Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. Our phone number 855-660-4261. It's toll free, so give us a call if you have any gardening questions this morning. Nathan is there, and he'll get you set up. As a matter of fact, Nathan told me we just have a caller. Nathan, who is that caller?
It's true. Michael's over there in Stowmass.
Michael, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
Good morning.
Paul, my brother lives in New Jersey, and unfortunately, he dug out his dahlias, has quite a number of them, but put them in his hothouse back in October.
Yeah.
And they've been in the hothouse until, like, yesterday he noticed them. So he asked me to give you a call and wanted to determine if there's still a possibility that they'd be okay. And what you recommend he should do.
Okay. Have they sprouted or?
No.
No. Okay.
No,
so
the hot house is not heated. It's a cold frame hot house.
Oh, okay.
So that's what he's concerned about.
Okay. The thing that he needs to do is to go into the hot house where he's stored his dahlias and just squeeze them. And as long as they feel nice and firm, they're going to be okay. If they feel soft, if they look like they're all wrinkled and or even mushy, that's not a good sign.
They
should stay dormant, but they shouldn't freeze.
Okay.
And I like your brother, I love the dahlias. And what I do in the fall, I dig them up and cut off the old stem, leave about a 3-inch stem attached to that cluster of tubers. Looks like potatoes growing on the end of a stem. And what I'll do is I'll take a string tag and a black magic marker, and I'll write the height and the color. And then I'll attach that to the little stump, and I'll put it in my basement. And I just will take some banana boxes. I found that works really hard. It's nice, stiff cardboard, You get a little bit of wax on them so that it doesn't get all soft. And I just put the box on the floor, the tubers in the box, and put a little bit of peat moss or bark mulch on them just to prevent them from really drying out. And it works really well. The problem that he has is if his temperature went down, and we know that the whole East Coast got really, really cold, there's a chance that that bulb may have frozen. And by looking at it, if he sees that it's all wrinkled, it's soft and mushy, then he may have lost everything there.
Okay.
So
thank you very much.
Yeah, that's about the only thing that you can do. If they're wrinkled but they're still hard, then then there's a good possibility that it's going to come back. But if he squeezes, if he squeezes and it's all soft, then they're not going to make it when spring gets here.
Great. Thank you very much, Paul. Have a great weekend now.
You too, Mike.
Bye-bye.
When you store bulbs, and it's something that's very easily done, when I was 13, I worked on weekends and after school some days, especially in the spring. We had a neighbor about four houses down, and she had a little farm stand, and she leased some land and grew beautiful dahlias, small, like a 2-inch flowers up to the really big dish varieties that got to be about 10 inches. And in the spring, my two brothers and I and a couple of other kids would go and we would help them plant it. And the owner's oldest son would plow rows and we would space them and cover them over. And then in the fall, we would do the opposite. We would dig them up, cut them back, label them. And she had a two-car garage underneath the house. And we would store them in the garage. And we would stack them up a good 3 feet high. And they did very well, but they were protected from frost.
If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com. Folks, if you have a family pet, be mindful of your snow and ice melt. Natural Alternatives Ice Melt is pet-friendly and gentle to their paws. Rock salt can lodge in between the pads and heat up to 180 degrees, causing irritation and burns. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is gentle on your property, too. Use it on cured concrete, asphalt pressure treated, and decking. Natural Alternative, 888-546-5941, and tell them Paul sent you for a free shipping.
Haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. for a recorded message.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, MakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent God Club. If you need some help, don't be shy. It's just you and me. Pick up the phone. Call 855-660-4261. One thing that I do, if you're going to be bringing in bulbs and storing them in your basement for the winter months, is I'll buy a container. You don't need a lot, just like a one-pound shaker. Like a rose and flower dust or tomato vegetable garden dust. And I'll bring my bulbs in the home, but make sure that they're well dried. You don't want to bring them in when they're all muddy and wet. Give them a chance to dry thoroughly. You don't have to shake all of the soil off of it. Get the bulk of the soil off, but if there's still some soil on the bulbs or the tubers, it's not going to be a big deal. But what I will do is I'll set them in my containers, and I'll take either tomato vegetable or rose and flower dust and just shake it right on top of the tubers or the bulbs. And in that dust, there is an insecticide and fungicide, and that will eliminate the possible problem of insects feeding on the bulbs or diseases rotting them. And it works very, very well. And that way you don't have to worry about that. But bulbs should be stored in a building that the temperatures stay above freezing. So I don't know what's going to happen with Mike's brother. New Jersey is a little bit warmer than where I live in Maine. So we'll see. But in the future, if you're going to be storing them in a building without any heat like that, then what you would need to do is insulate them. And it could be as easy as putting several layers of old blankets over it, and that will help to keep them from freezing. Just like if you've got your garden planted and they're calling for a frost, then you would put a sheet over it to try and prevent the frost from building up on the foliage and freezing it. So if you have a building like that, you're in a warmer climate, and definitely New Jersey is a lot warmer than where I live in Kennebunk, Maine. Put a blanket or a couple of old blankets and then maybe a tarp on top of it just to try and hold the heat and prevent the frost from getting into it, and that will help a great deal. So there's all kinds of little tricks, but usually your basement is the best place to store. It's cold, so the bulbs won't begin to sprout early in the year. They don't need to be covered with blankets, just a little bit of peat moss or bark mulch, something that's fine, not chunks of bark, but a nice broken down composted bark mulch will work very, very well. But I always sprinkle the dust, the rosin flower dust or tomato vegetable garden dust. It doesn't matter which one. They both have basically the same types of insecticides and fungicide added to the blend, and that will prevent insect and diseases on your plants. And, you know, the major insects would be aphids. So you want to keep them dormant, dust them to prevent any problems, and then keep them so that they don't freeze. So we'll see what happens with Mike's. So we're talking about getting the garden ready. And coming up at 9 o'clock, we're going to have somebody that will help you out. Last week we had a caller, and they were interested in seaweed. And I have a friend in Maine, and his business is seaweed. This time of the year, he will harvest two types of seaweed. One type of seaweed for working into your soil, and another type of seaweed for packing seafood, like lobster, crab, clams, just to keep them so that they have moisture and they have oxygen that's coming off of that for shipping purposes. But when the weather gets warmer, he will go out and he'll harvest a different type of seaweed that he will sell dried, and it's edible seaweed. So we're going to talk about all the different types of seaweed and how it will benefit your soil. And where I live in Kennebunk, I'm about 15-20 minutes from the ocean, and in the fall, and you can do this right now, is I go down to the beach with some black trash bags, something that's really strong, and I have a two-wheeler and a wheelbarrow, and I will use either or. Fill my trash bags, lug it back to the car on the two-wheeler or the wheelbarrow. And then at this time of the year, if there's no snow on your garden, you can just lay it right on top of the soil. If there is snow in the garden, you can do the same thing. But when there's snow on the ground, what I will do is to fill the black trash bags with seaweed. And I'll fill them about half to three-quarters, depending on the weight of it, something that I can handle. And what I will do when I get home is I will put a brand new plastic bag over the original, just in case there are any holes in it. And I'll set up my trash bags filled with the seaweed close to the house, up against the fence where it's out of the way, and drag out the hose temporarily, fill the bags with maybe 4 or 5 gallons of water, not to the top, but put some moisture in it, and then twist the top of that bag nice and tight, tie it with a piece of string, and the black bag will pick up the sun. It will create some heat in there, and with the water, the seaweed will begin to rot. And when you get to April, and you're getting ready to condition the soil, you just drag these bags to your garden, open them up, and just dump that rotted seaweed all over the garden. Then you can till it in, you can pitchfork it in, or you can just side dress between the rows with your composted seaweed. Now, seaweed is a wonderful way to take care of your garden. If you cover the ground with it, it will prevent weed seeds from coming up. Just like putting down mulch in your shrubbery beds, in your perennial beds, just to keep down the weeds, it will help to retain the moisture. And every time you water that garden, or it rains, all of the goodness of that seaweed will filter down into the soil, and it will make everything grow. Now, the difference between peat moss and seaweed is they'll both do the same thing in your soil. They'll both help to break up the clay in your soil if it's really heavy. If your soil is sandy, just like if you live near the ocean, or in areas where you have a lot of sand, it will help to retain moisture. But the difference between peat moss and seaweed is filled with all of the nutrition from the ocean, all of the goodness, all of the fertilizer that's in that is fresh from the ocean. And there's microbes in that. And when it's mixed with the soil, all of the microbes leave the seaweed, go into the soil, and begin to develop a colony. Once you've developed a colony, then, and your soil is nice and healthy, nice and thick, then you don't have to turn over the garden anymore, because you have these colonies, just like we are on this planet. We've inhabited cities, we've made towns, and we try and take care of the soil. Well, these colonies are in your garden. And if you take a rototiller and you till the soil, then you're going to break apart these colonies, and then they have to work hard to repopulate those areas. So if you can add seaweed, if it's your average garden, you haven't thought much about the soil, then get a good load of animal manure. If it's a small garden, you can buy it by the bag at your local nursery and garden center. But blend in the manure. In the fall, when you're raking the leaves, take all of those leaves, and I do this every year, and I'll tell you, it makes a big, big difference. I'll rake my leaves in piles, get a big blue tarp, rake all the leaves onto the tarp, and then drag it to the vegetable garden. And I'll put it in a very wide row. I'll take my lawnmower, either a push or a sit down, and drive right through the pile. You don't want to make it a foot tall, but 10, 12 inches or less. And as the lawnmower, as you drive through it, the blades will chop it up, and it will blow the little pieces into your garden. And pine needles and oak and maple, poplar, whatever you have, just grind them up, let them blow into the garden, and that will add organic matter. Just think, if you were to go for a walk in the woods, and I did this, I do it often. You have a lot of big tall trees. You just take a hand and you'll see all of the dead leaves right on the ground. Dig into the soil and you'll see an area 2 to 3 inches deep of rotted leaves and pine needles and little pieces of branches. And they're creating rich soil as these leaves fall year after year after year. And it will create a layer of fresh soil for the future. So anything that you can add to the garden, leaves, pine needles, grass clippings, and grass clippings, what I do is I will mow the grass, and if it's the time of the year where the lawn is really growing, I'll take all my leaves and spread it between the plants and let them dry out. And again, it will help to control the weeds. Only use grass clippings that have not been treated with either a pre-emergence crabgrass or a broadleaf weed killer.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Folks, if you have a family pet, be mindful of your snow and ice melt. Natural Alternatives Ice Melt is pet-friendly and gentle to their paws. Rock salt can lodge in between the pads and heat up to 180 degrees, causing irritation and burns. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is gentle on your property, too. Use it on cured concrete, asphalt pressure-treated, and decking. Natural Alternative, 888-546-5941, and tell them Paul sent you for a free shipping.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. Well, the sun's starting to come up. It's getting a little bit brighter, and it's going to be a nice day. Let's look at it that way. Cold yesterday, had a little bit of snow, changed over into, started as rain, froze, and then back to snow. So the roads are pretty slippery in your driveway, so be careful as you get up and going this morning. So just be aware of it. Nathan tells us we have a caller. Nathan, who's up next?
Mike in New Hampshire.
Mike from New Hampshire, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Good morning, Paul. Hey, quick question. I'm looking to start tomatoes from seed this year. Typically, I buy them at a garden center, and, you know, the tomato plants, when you do that, are about a good 8 inches or so, and you bury them into the ground so that they grow. If I start them by seed, and when should I start them? And do I want the plants to be, you know, just a couple inches tall and plant them at surface level, or do I want to start them earlier so that they can grow to be 8 to 10 inches tall and plant them deeper into the soil?
Right. The time that it takes to give you a good, healthy, mature plant at planting would be 6 to 8 weeks before you're going to be putting them in the ground. So if your normal planting time is going to be May 1st, then you got to figure April, the month of April. And then so like the second week in March, third week in March, so 4 to 6 weeks. I'm sorry, 6 to 8 weeks. So May, it'll be April and March, so the end of February. You don't want to start them too early because they're going to get really, really tall. But, you know, one thing that works really good, Mike, when I first started with the vegetable garden, I had a next-door neighbor, and he just loved to work in a vegetable garden. He was a bus driver for the tea in Quincy, Massachusetts, and he would get up around 5 o'clock and go in the garden, check everything out before he went to work. And when it was time to plant, he said, let's go to the nursery and we'll buy some tomato plants. And I went in and I bought these nice 6-7 inch tall tomatoes, and he bought some that were about 15 inches tall. And I said, those are really tall. And he said, that's okay, you buy yours. I mean, they look nice, but my plants are going to be better than yours. And what he did, we planted them together. He dug a hole about 4 inches deep and then a little bit of a trench, maybe 6 inches long. And he put the root ball in about 3 inches deep. We put compost and various things into the soil to condition it. Set the root ball in and then laid the tomato on its side. And at the end of the trench, he put a little mound of soil so that the tip of the tomato was laying on a cushion. And I said, you only have 2 inches on that cushion. Everything else is laying down. And he said, the stem of your tomato is filled with dormant buds. And he planted his way. I planted mine the regular way. And his plants got to be a lot bigger than mine. And at the end of the year, I noticed on the bottom of your tomato plant, little bumps about 6-8 inches from the ground up, 6 to 8 inches, there were these bumps. And he explained to me that those bumps are roots. And if I had laid them down like his, that entire stem would have turned into a root ball. And at the end of the year, his plants were far superior to mine. They matured quicker. He had fruit a lot earlier, and he had more fruit. So that's how I plant my tomatoes now. All of the other vegetables, I put them in regularly. But tomatoes, I put them a little bit deeper. I lay them on their side and let the top 3 inches stand up with a pillow of soil. And then it comes right straight up. I will mound some soil around the stem to help it. And they do much, much better. So you give that a try.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.